If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini wa al-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
back to the program Islamic Laws on Arabi English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting, and our guest speaker, Sheikh Javis. Well, we are going to talk about some of the laws related to prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei's views. Let me start this episode about the prayer with the Sajda Sahv. When does it become necessary or obligatory, Sheikh Javid?
Well, Sajda Sahv, we usually use the word Sajda of Sahv, but actually there are two Sajdas to be done. When a number of lapses or, you know, mistakes happen. For example, if a person, you know, unintentionally or forgetfully utters a word which is not part of the prayer, or adds to the prayer something which is not actually part of the prayer, but it he adds it or says into the he adds it or mentions or utters it,
yes,
unintentionally or forgetfully or by mistake, in that case he has to recite. He has to perform two sajda of sah. That is one, when you talk, okay, talking.
Yes.
And then when there is another scenario in which sajda sah, two sajda of sah becomes obligatory, when a person doubts between four rakat and five rakat, and when he is offering a four rakat prayer, but he doubts whether he has performed four rakat or five rakat, and he does not know, in that case he assumes that he has done four rakat, and as a measure of precaution, he performs two sajda of sah, two sajda of sah. And then there is another, example,
yes.
And that is when a person forgets the shahud, and after he performs. He gives the salam, he remembers, or maybe during the prayer, when he is doing the second rakah and he has already done the ruku, okay, he remembers, because as long as a person has not moved to the next rukun or the next pillar of prayer, he can come back, he can reverse and repeat or correct himself.
Yes.
But if a person has moved to the next rukun or the next basic element of the prayer, he cannot go back. So if a person forgets, remembers that he has not performed tashahud, he should do two sajda of sah. And then there are two other things for which one should perform two sajda of sah. When a person forgets one sajda of the two sajdas, okay, when a person forgets to perform one of the two sajdas while performing an obligatory prayer, and when he remembers, he should perform, the qada of the sajda, and also actually the sajda of sah, you know. But discussions will follow. If inshallah we make time, we can talk about, a forgotten tashahud and also forgotten sajda, because these are obligatory, and the qada of these, qada of tashahud, becomes obligatory. Not only the qada, but two sajda of sah should also be performed. And then there is another, example. When a person gives salam during the prayer while he should not give it,
yes.
For example, in the second rak'ah, he has completed the tashahud, and then after tashahud, he
thinks that he ended.
This is the end of the prayer. He
yes.
gives salam, and then all of a sudden he remembers that he should not have, given the salam, and he should not have recited the salam. So in that case, because he has done an extra salam, actually he has to perform two sajda of sah.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the Library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Al-Ali al-Azim, Al-Ali al-Azim, Subhanallah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on Arabi English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Before the break, I asked you, Sheikh Javid, about the sajdah sahv. We all know that sajdah means prostration and sahv is a mistake. And basically, it's a prostration that those people who say the prayer or offer the prayer need to correct their mistakes. But obviously, they cannot do it within the prayers, right?
Yeah.
So they have to do it afterwards. But how do they perform the sajda of sahv?
Well, the sajda of sahv, you know, if a person performs two sajda using any zikr, it would be sufficient. But the religious authorities have mentioned a special zikr. For example, when a person, is supposed to perform two sajda of sahv, he can simply recite by saying after making niyyah, okay, after making niyyah, he should perform, he should recite this zikr, Bismillah billah, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the zikr of the sajda, and this zikr has to be recited
in both of the sajdas.
But if in the event that a person does not remember this zikr, because sometimes you tend to forget sometimes, even mm-hmm. I myself forget.
Yes.
So I recite any zikr, I recite Subhanallah. Subhanallah, 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 Rabbil Ala, Bihamdi. You know, and I recite.
Is it sufficient?
It is sufficient, because what is important is to perform the sajda, the act of sajda.
But and the recommended zikr is the one that you said.
Yeah, it's recommended. Yeah, that is recommended. And if you don't remember, if you happen to forget it, so you can recite the regular zikr that you usually recite during sajda.
So after the two sajdas, then they have to go to tashahud and the salam.
You have to perform tashahud and then assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay,
and
thank you.
It's not necessary to say assalamu alaikum ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadihi. You know, only assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That's enough.
I see. Does a person, Sheikh Javid, have to do the sajda when he repeats himself after he realizes that he has made a mistake?
No, because, you know, he's supposed to go back and correct himself.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he has, you know, recited the same word twice, but this time he recites it correctly, in this scenario, it's not necessary to perform two sajda of sahv,
mm-hmm.
because he has corrected himself.
I see. Sheikh Javid, if a person forgets one sajda or a tashahud, how is he supposed to go about it?
Well, just as I said, as two sajda of sahv becomes obligatory for the forgotten tashahud and for the forgotten sajda, but there's also the qadha of the forgotten tashahud has to be done, and the qadha of the forgotten sajda should be done. And when you do the qadha, then you should quickly do the two sajda of sahw, and you should also do the same is the case with salam, you know, with the sajda. You should perform the sajda, and then after completing the sajda, you should perform two sajda of sahw.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, and does a person have to fulfill all the conditions of the qibla and tahara while performing the forgotten sajda or tashahud?
Of course, you know, when you remember that you forgot the tashahud, or you did not perform the salam of your the sajda, one of the sajdas of your prayer,
mm-hmm.
then you have to stand facing towards the qibla, and you should be in the state of tahara. Tahara is a must, and you should meet all the requirements, like the place where you stand should be clean. And the clothing and everything that you should be that you are wearing should be halal. So all those conditions which are required for an obligatory prayer must be fulfilled and must be present. Otherwise, the sajda will not be valid.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice contribution to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. I'm Muhammad Javad, signing off. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إلى هائل
لا إله إلا